You're listening to Guitar Goddess Radio with Azina.
Hello. Oh, there you are. Look at a beautiful lady.
Oh, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. I'm so happy to be sitting down with you today. Sorry for all the technical stuff. It's been a crazy morning with computers and they're not wanting to talk to each other.
Cool.
Well, awesome. I'm going to start our recording. So it's, I want to pronounce your name properly. It's Grassgruber?
You can say Grassgruber.
Or Grassgruber. Okay, thank you. I want to always make sure that I start off that right. Welcome to today's show. We're sitting down with the amazing Kathy Grassgruber, and we're going to talk about her music and her latest product that she has out on the market today and what inspires her. So, Kathy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Athena.
It's been really fantastic getting to know you and your music a little bit more. And just, you know, I love that you perform with your husband, but how did this all start? How did your music career start?
Well, I would say I was 14 when I picked up a six-string guitar, acoustic guitar. And, you know, I was in high school. I was just kind of singing a little here and there at little cafes and, you know, at church and stuff like that. And, you know, when I met my husband, that's when we kind of formed a duo. And then he kind of one day brought home a bass guitar and was like, let's start a rock band, you know? So that's how I picked up the bass and been loving it ever since, playing a three-piece rock band. It's a lot of fun. I love it.
Awesome. And you talk about on your site, like, your first performance with a large show that happened in 2000. Tell us a little bit about that, like your first time out on stage with a big audience.
So, yeah, very few people knew that I even sang. So, I mean, when I came out, you know, everybody's kind of like, oh my gosh, she sings, you know? So I was totally nervous. I had only been singing in my bedroom by myself. So you can imagine how different it would feel to be in front of a whole crowd. So, yeah, I was really, really nervous. But it's one of those things where it just changed your life. And from there, you're a totally different person.
And let's talk a little bit about your songwriting. I was listening to the music, love it, by the way, and want to dig into that a little bit deeper. Let's talk about, like, your songwriting process, so to speak. You touch on that a little bit on your site, but I want to dig a little bit deeper and find out more about, you know, what comes first, the lyric or the song, you know, what your process is.
Mm-hmm, sure. Album. I think the process was, you know, you kind of have an emotion in your head, and I think at that time I was playing with chords first, and then I would let the melody come with the chords. But we're actually in the studio right now, just starting to record another album, which I'm super excited about. And awesome. This time around, I'm totally more relaxed. I think I'm obviously older. I literally have just a song in my head or a melody in my head, words. And then I go from the melody, then I find the chords, or vice versa. And I'm just kind of a lot more relaxed now, even the subject matter of the song. So it's a lot of fun now to write. It's great.
Awesome. And do you write from, like, experience, what you're going through at the moment, something you've just healed from? You know, where does your inspiration come from?
I would say a little bit of everything. You know, general things that happen in my life that, there's a couple songs about that. There's a couple songs that it's just, you know, just kind of a fictitious thing or just what you're kind of thinking in your head. So it's a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm. And together, you and Kevin, you know, when you're working on songs together, do you bring, like, a mostly complete song to him? Do you collaborate on songwriting?
This time around, I've been writing a lot of the songs, composing them, and then I'll kind of bounce off him, and he might have, you know, an idea like, hey, let's throw a bridge in here, or, you know, let's do a solo, or maybe extend this, you know, this bridge or this here and there. So this time around, I feel like they're almost complete, and then it's nice to have somebody to bounce it off to, just to kind of, you know, tighten it up and add a little couple of their two cents. And then we have our drummer that, you know, we give him a song, give him an idea, and he kind of just makes up something and it sounds great.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. And working in songwriting, you know, with partners, it's sometimes intimidating for a first-time songwriter. What advice would you have with working with other musicians on composing or finishing songs?
I would say just to relax and have fun with it. Like, don't overthink it. Don't overanalyze it. Just have an idea in your head and go with that idea. Keep it fresh. You know, the worst thing is to hammer on something and just, you know, make it over process and just, you know, beat it to death. So I would say have fun and keep it fresh and go with your gut. Sounds cliche, but...
No, not really. I mean, if it works, it works, you know, and it's sometimes difficult to know, like, you know, when a song is really working. You know, when you're working collaboratively with musicians, do you really feel that the song is cemented during your practice time? Do you feel that you play it out a few times and then it starts to gel and you're like, okay, now we're getting to somewhere?
Exactly. So, you know, we'll bring a new song into practice. We kind of fool around with it, and you're right, you play it out at a gig, and then it's like, we always say, once you play it at a gig, it's solid, and, you know, you're never going to mess it up again.
Yes.
Once you do that first gig with it. So, yeah, playing it out in front of people is a great way to just, like you said, solidify it, cement it. So, yeah, definitely play it out.
Cool. And moving on to gigging, you've got lots of things going on your calendar. You're a busy lady. How do you manage, you know, gigging with personal life, that sort of thing? Those are some of the questions that we get in a lot. Like, how do I balance it all? How do I balance touring and, you know, staying in contact with family and friends and that sort of thing? Can you speak a little to that?
Yeah, it's definitely hard. I have a part-time job. I'm a personal trainer and a business manager at a studio. I'm a wife, you know, so it's hard. Some days, you know, I feel very overwhelmed. You got songs to learn, songs to write, prepare your gigs, you know, keep it all together. But I would say just kind of prioritize, and you got to take care of yourself. You know, I'm a vocalist, so I eat right. You know, I got to get a lot of sleep. I drink a lot of water. I stay away from, you know, bad stuff. And if someone's sick, I'm like, you know, come here. You know, I can't get sick. So you just gotta take care of yourself, and you gotta prioritize and be organized and be on top of everything. And yeah, that's how you make it work.
And you speak of organization. Do you have a process that you could share of how you stay organized with everything? Are you using electronic devices? Are you using, you know, is it old-fashioned pen to paper, you know? And this sounds like a really simple question, but this is really a big one for a lot of artists.
Yeah, I am a total post-it girl. I was just talking to Lee last night in one of my classes I teach, and, like, she said, if post-its went out of business, I'd be lost. And I was like, totally. I am a list writer. I have a couple, you know, I have an iPad, and I tried the checklist on that,
yeah.
But I like to write it down, cross it off, and just go right down that list. And, yeah, write it down, definitely. I'm an old school person.
I think what's old school is becoming new school again, because I'm starting to see a lot more people with handwritten chord charts and handwritten notes and things. So I think you're right on point with that.
Yeah, definitely.
And gigging, you know, how do you prepare for that? You know, you're like, okay, I'm going to do this 20-city tour. You know, what is involved in preparing for something like that?
Oh, I would say, you know, just get your practice time in. And like I said, physically, you know, take care of yourself, mm-hmm. eat right, get rest. And, you know, like we talked about, you know, prioritize things. So just staying organized, taking care of yourself, and obviously practicing, you know, honing your craft and just feeling really comfortable about your songs and what you're going to do.
And do you practice while you're on the road, while you're touring, or is that kind of back burner because you're so busy?
No, we practice a lot. Actually, yeah. You know, we practice with the band last night. We're going to practice again tonight. You know, we have a gig Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So, and, you know, my husband and I, we got rid of our cable, so we sit around and we play every night. You know, we learn songs or just jam and just play as much as you can.
Awesome. And tell us about the look.
Yes, I actually have a shirt on.
Ooh, I love the shirt.
The whole time, but
I love it.
So, yeah, that's my band, The Look. We play a ton. We play, you know, a mix of covers, and we're sneaking in our originals. You know, we're working on that new album. So it's just a lot of fun. It's a mix, you know, just fun music. little mix of everything. And yeah, it's great. We've been doing it for about 3 years with this band, and we're getting our name out there. People are loving us, and it's great.
And let's move on to your instrument. What are you playing these days?
I actually have it right here.
Awesome.
So I play, I don't know if you can see it,
yes.
Daisy Rock bass.
Awesome.
They're full scale, you know, one of their professional size instruments. Yeah, I love it. I have, you know, the pink DR strings,
yes,
on there. I love it. I love that bass. I actually was bass shopping last weekend trying to find a new one, and I was like, man, it doesn't feel as good as the one I'm playing now. So it's working. I love it. I've been playing it for about 2 years now.
And what is your setup on stage? What are you using? What are you using any pedals? You know, tell us about your amp.
Yeah, my rig, I have a Harkey. I just have like a, you know, a cabinet and the Harkey head. It's not a full stack. It's just, you know, one cabinet. Mm-hmm. And I love it. I've been using that since we started this band. So, you know, if it works, keep using it.
Exactly.
I don't use any pedals. So just plug in and play.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. And when you said you were looking for a new bass this weekend, that is a very hot topic that I get from a lot of people. They want to know, how do I know? You know, how do I pick an instrument?
I would say you know when you know. You know what I mean? Like, we drove 2 hours, actually, to look at this specific bass. And, you know, I picked it up. I played it for about an hour. And I was like, you know, I didn't have that 100%, you know, I just couldn't commit to it 100%. And then especially when I heard the price, I was kind of like, oh, okay, you know, this is it. You know, I want to be, you know, for a price like that, I want to be, you know, 100% like I am with what I currently use. So you'll know when you see it, you know. You'll know when you see it, you play it, actually, too.
Great. Well, thank you so much for sitting down with us today. Tell us about where we can find out more about you and your band, The Look, and your web presence. Like, shout it all out.
Yeah, so I would say the easiest way would be to go to kevinandkathy.com. It's both kevinandkathy.com, and you'll see, you know, the gigs page. You can see our Facebook link, and you'll be able to see all of our dates and what we're up to. So, yeah, kevinandkathy.com, and find us on Facebook. You can like The Look on Facebook.
Where can we get a t-shirt?
My girlfriend, Eileen, has been making t-shirts, so you can kind of hit me up on Facebook if you're interested, and we got lots of different designs, too.
Well, great. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule with touring and writing and recording and everything to sit down and talk with us. And I hope to connect with you again soon once your new album is complete. I'd love to share it with all the guitar goddesses around the world. So thank you again for doing what you do and for sharing your space with us.
Thank you so much, Nina. Thanks for getting in contact with me. It was awesome.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
If you enjoyed this episode of Guitar Goddess, please be sure to subscribe and leave us a positive review. For weekly updates on concerts, events, and VIP giveaways, don't forget to join our VIP list at guitargoddess.com. You can also find us on the web at Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Guitar Goddess Co. Until next time, keep rocking.
You're listening to Guitar Goddess Radio with Azina.